Basically, India has the ability to turn off the taps on the River Ganges at this point.
But India's neighbour has paid a high price. Since the barrage was completed in the 1970s, the Bangladeshi government says that water flowing into the country has been reduced, and parts of Bangladesh have suffered drought and even famine. The waters of the Ganges are a life and death issue here.
What I find particularly astonishing is that when this barrage was being built, it was talked about and is today as part of India's religious duty to the river. It was a religious requirement to create this barrage and regulate and control the flow of the sacred River Ganges. The thought that the rest of the River Ganges that flows on from here through India could dry up was just sacrilegious. It was unthinkable. The holy River Ganges that flows on from here through India towards the city of Calcutta had to have enough water.
From Faraka, the river flows about 160 miles through the city of Calcutta before flowing out into the Bay of Bengal at Sagar Island.